Well, the children, so that then we know that they are not of Neisov, they are not of the other goyim. So there is no rov. And between Bnei Yishmael and Nikturo, there is no rov. As a matter of fact, today it's all one world. I mean, the Muslim world. So in the Muslim world, you have descendants of Yishmael, and you have descendants. That's a terrace that is mentioned by Rabbi Pruzhiner in the Aliches Lior. It sounds balabatish, but it's very good. I mean, it's very good. Anyway, so the in regard to the machlekes between the Rambam and the Ramban, what is dinim? So the Rambam says dinim means to appoint judges, to set up courts. The Ramban says a civil code. So there is a tshuva chasam sefer. Yes, what is it?
Is the Ramban who asks the Rambam?
Yes.
He
agrees with that. On the contrary, he said that Yaakov Avinu was angry at them, even though they were chayav misa for 100 reasons, because they committed to all the aberrations and abominations, shechus domim, narayas, and gezel, and everything. But they are not supposed to be vigilantes. That's what he says. Lo yomosra din lehem. Why did they have to mix in? Yes, sakone, not sakone, all right, there was no sakone for the Bnei Yaakov. But they are not, on the contrary, by Israel there is a din of Lisegom Tneish. But Ligabi Bnei Yaakov, there is no halacha of Lisegom Tneish. So merely they are not supposed to be vigilantes to mix in. So the Ramban certainly agrees with that. But the Ramban assumed that the Rambam Shita is different. That's why he's massive. But no one is chilek on that. No one is chilek on it. Now, but we have a machlekes between the Rambam. We have a machlekes between the Rambam and the Ramban as to the essence of dinim. According to the Rambam, it means to set up courts and judges. And according to Ramban, a civil code. Now, so the Chasam Seifa says, so what is the Rambam Shite? That it Neneach, they can be chsiyum as elom, and they have no civil code. It's not mistava. So then it would be like a jungle. Imagine, I mean, if Neneach are not mechuyev to have a civil code, so it would be a jungle. In other words, somebody robs, he doesn't have to pay. All right, he's chayv and einish, but how about paying? Somebody is a shemer, and he's negligent, he doesn't have to pay. All kinds of, there's no chiyuv of niskimomein, there's no chiyuv of chvole. So it'll be like hefka, like a junk.
Who's kasha on? Who's
the Rambam? Against the Rambam.
But in any method, there's a dinam do point
Rambam. No, according to the Rambam, so an Einish. But how about civil liability? So according to the Rambam, there is no such thing as civil liability. It's not mistaba. A b'neach who observes I'm b'neach chsidim m'seilah. Some chsidim m'seilah.
That could be included on according to the Rambam and one of the shemets.
What the Chasam Seifa says. That on a practical level, there is no naftimini. The Chasam Seifa says that between the Rambam and the Ramban. Because according to the Ramban, it's included in dinim. According to the Rambam, there are also mechuyev to have a civil code, shouldn't be after Chas V'Sholem. But it's included on Gezel. Because the Gezel of Neneach includes Eishek and it includes all kinds of things. So, in other words, it includes the having a civil code, a system of justice. It's not important, but I'm just mentioning it. The Chasam Seifa says, it's very mistabo what the Chasam Seifa says. So, now, but there is a machlekes, what's the essence of dinim? How is it mashma from the Rashi here that he agrees with the Ramban, not with the Ramban? Because Rashi says, chutz migil noshim b'labni chisinu, hoi uvuli shayach mitzvot gittin gudushin, havo adinin istav meneach. So if Rashi shittis like the Ramban, we understand. Havo adinin istav meneach, but if Rashi shittis like the Ramban, what does it do? That means you have to appoint judges. What has it to do with stories? So it is obvious that has it's mentioned, Achsamachrini mentioned this Rashi. That Rashi Shite is like the Ramban, not like the Ramban. But now, I think we as the Kashi against Rashi, how does Rashi say, Ava Adinis Tavneach? Assuming that according to Rashi, the Xerosakosuf of Isebiter's Gitna Gdushin is not peculiar to Gitna Gdushin, but to the Nemomnes as well. But in the Nemomnes, in order to be Koshal Eides, and to be Koshal Ishliches, he has to be Isebiter's Nemomnes. But there is a Psul Eides of Igoi. So, true Nistavneach, so they are Ise. But can they become Koshal Eides? Igoi is Koshal Eides. This is the Kashi. I think the Pshat of our din is Tavun Neach is synonymous with Dinah Malchus Adine that Rashi said on top. Now, what's the reason for Dinah Malchus Adine? So, the Ran Nidorim.
Otherwise, it's difficult
that
Rashi saying there are two different reasons.
Yeah, that's right. He's synonymous with that. The Ran Nidorim. The Mishnah in Nidorim, the Afchav Zayman Bey says, Nedrin la'arogin la'charomim ul'muchsim shi'tchumo afal pi she'inon tchumo. She'in shal bismelech, afal pi she'inon shal bismelech. In other words, suppose the tax collector is levying a tax on every crop of tfuye, peres, and so on. And then, but the tax collector will not levy tax if it is true. So a Jew, in order to evade the tax, is allowed to take a neder or a shvuye. In other words, he'll say that if this is truma, and if it isn't truma, I shouldn't be allowed to partake of peres kolayim. Even though it is not true, and will still be allowed, and he says in the Neda, I shouldn't be allowed to partake of prayers. Stop! But in his mind, he thinks, today I will not partake of prayers. But the tax collector will think he means that he should not partake of the prayers at all, not just today, not. So it's okay. So the Gemara says, but dine de malchus dine. And if it's not true, so then he's either on the neder. V'om ha-shmuel dine malchus dine. Omar Rav Hanine, Omar Rav Kane, Omar Shmuel, bimucha she'en likitz. In other words, where a tax collector has the right to levy a tax without a limit, so then it's not dine malchus dine, then it's chafsanus dine malchus dine. In other words, it has certain limitations. Doesn't mean Dinah Malchusa like the Nuremberg laws. It has to be based upon logic, upon seichel, upon justice, not just the Nuremberg laws. Mucheshen likitzvo is more than Nuremberg laws. The Rabbi Yana Yomar b'mucheshen med neilov, where the tax collector was not even authorized by the king to levy tax. So here the Gemara mentions Dinah Malchus Adin. So the Ran says, Bimuchasayim et Neilov, Shaloi bimitzvah samelach, Vikosvo biteisves, Didavke bimalchay vitkechov imom adi Dinah Malchus Adin. Mipnei shoore chalei, Viyochalim alehem, Nimlisasu mitzvei sai, Agarish eschen in orets. Avo bimalchay Yisroeloi, Lifi she'at Yisroel, Kol Yisroel shutzim bo, V'chi amrino, oh yeah, all right. So Teisves, Shite is, the Dine Malchus Dine only applies to Malchus Akum, Malchus Umes, not to Malchus Yisrael. But then, the Rambam, and most Rishini Machilik on Teisves, and the Shulchan Aruch also paskens, Dine Malchus Dine, Bein B'Malchus Akum, Bein Malchus Yisrael. Now, we have to understand what the Machlekes. Teisves Shite is, that it only applies to a melech hakom mipnei she'oret shalei v'yochelim aleihem min lisasu mitzvei sai agar yesh eschem min ha'oretz avol malchus yisroeloi Lishat Yisroel, Kol Yisroel, Shutim Bo. So then, it should be Mashiach, according to Teisves, the whole din of Dine Malchuse Dine should apply only to a monarchy, not to a republic. It's inconceivable. Because in a monarchy, you know, that's in a monarchy, so everything belongs to the king. Everything belongs to the king. The king had title to everything. But in a republic, I mean, so it's not chalet. It's not chalet. And even the monarchies today, so the Queen of England has title to all the property in Britain. I mean, it's not so. So what's the pshat in Teisves? So then the whole din of, according to Teisves, the whole din of Malchus din collapses today. It's inconceivable. It's inconceivable. What's the pshat originally? So I think that the pshat in Teisves is that the aloha of Dine Malchus Dine, it's not a Tekonis Chachamim, it's the Reis. So it has to be based upon a certain aloha the Reis. There is aloha of Kibush. Aloha of Kibush. Amin Umei of Tiyahu Bisich. Even though there was love that not to take away from Amin Umeyov, and Meisha Rabbeinu was Kevesh from Sichem, and originally it belonged to Amin Umeyov, so how was Meisha Rabbeinu allowed to take away the Tzivrayah from Sichem? The answer is because before Meisha Rabbeinu was Kevesh Tzivrayah from Sichem, so Sichem was Kevesh from Amin Umeyov. So through Kibush, so the title to Ever Yarden became vested in Sichem. And then Meish Rabbeinu waged the war against Sichem, so he didn't take it away from Amin Umeyov, so there was no Yisa. So Amin Umeyov, that's the Gemara in Gittin Daf Lamed Ches. Amin Umeyov, Tiyar B'Sichem. The Gemara says, "Daf Amazayin on the base in Gittin. Ul Rove de Amalacha Yehush, Ul Rabbi Sheni Man Kone. Mishavoy Gufe Mikonele. The captors ain't Konele Maisiyodov. The Amar Ishlokish Mnainli with Kichovim Shekonele Se Kichovim Maisiyodov. Shemema Vigam Mneyat Ishovim Agorim Mosh. Imochem. Mem Tikno Atem Kinim Hem Lem Kinim Mikem." Vulein kinim zemze, yochel yiknu zeze, yochel yiknu zeze, amret loim kinim zemze hakoma, viloim kinim zemze ligufi, yochel yiknu zeze li maisi yodaf, amret kalvachina, evit kichovim yisroel kene, daloch is evit kichovim, so is kene, through kibush, he is kene, e yisroel, evit kichovim kichovim li kolch, so, ואם אהנה מילה בחספה אבל בחזוק עלי, אומר אף פופה, אמינו מי יפתיע על בשיח כיבוש, אשכחוני ותכחובים ותכחובים, ותכחובים ישראל מנולה. תכסיב, היש מנו שבע. אומר, היש מנו שבע. So the Gemara mentions that there is הלוכה of כיבוש, of ותכחובים ותכחובים, that's אמינו מי יפתיע על בשיח. And ותכחובים בישראל, this is the Zakosuv, Ayesh Menushev. So you have the Zakosuv in regard to the Kachovim, Kachovim, there is Kibush, and Kachovim be Yisroel, there is Kibush. But Yisroel be Yisroel, we don't have a Kibush, that's the Pshat in Teisves, that the Ram mentions. The Ram, the Dine Malchus, the Dine applies to Republic, just as it applies to Monarchy. But he's, because of it is the daf ki bi malchi vi kachovi momadi zi malchus edine mipni shore shalei vi yochali malenim lo isas mitzvei zai agari sheske min oretz avo bi malchi yisroi loi li fi shearch yisroi kol yisroi shutim bo. So what does it mean? It's not right. Because taste the shit is that the din of din malchus edine is based upon kibush. How is that there is such a loch din malchus edine and the Ramot Paskins, that it applies to all the Nemomnes, not just Texas. that is, let's say, that is indispensable for the functioning of a malchus. But it applies to all the nemomnes, all the whole civil code is din malchus. Now, of course, it has to be based upon Yesha. If it's not based upon Yesha, so we don't say din malchus dine. But if it's based upon innate justice, so they can change title from Reuven to Shimon, from Reuven to Shimon. So that's based upon the law of kibush. So mele kibush, we have exerts a kosuf of akum be akum, noch be noch. We have exerts a kosuf of akum be soil din malchus edine. But we don't have exerts a kosuf of Yisroel be Yisroel. There is no kibush. That's the pshat in Teisves. The Teisves says, Nivishat Yisroel, kol Yisroel shutvim bo. So in other words, there is no kibush. There is no aloha of kibush of one Jew over another Jew. There is aloha of kibush of goyim over goyim, of a goyim over Yisroel. But according to Teisves, of Yisroel over Yisroel, there is no aloha of kibush. And the Rambam who says that the Bein Melech Yisrael, Bein Melech Hakum, Bein Melech Yisrael, and Shchunoch passed like that, he holds that we don't need Exer Sakosuf of Yisrael, especially Sakosuf of Kibush of Yisrael over Yisrael, since we have Exer Sakosuf Vayesh Menushevi. That even Akum has kibui kiach kibush over Yisrael, so the same exerts hakosuf applies to Yisrael over Yisrael also. Yisrael over Yisrael also, but Teisus it is no. The exerts hakosuf by Yishmenu Shevi only implies there is a kiach kibush of Akum over Yisrael, but Yisrael over Yisrael not. So mele there is no din of dinim malchus. I think Rashi has another reason for dinim malchus dinim. Because Rashi Shite is like the Ramban. The Dini means they are mechuyev to have a civil code. Now, there is a famous tshuva by the Ramo, which is all the poskim, Achilik and Ramo. The Ramo has a suffix. The Rambam Shite, he doesn't say what is based upon. But the Rambam is chelik and Teisves. He says in Chazela, he says beferesh, Bein Melech Yisrael, Bein Melech Hakum. What is the basis? The Rambam doesn't say. But I think that Rambam Shiti is also Kiach Kibush. But whereas Teisves holds that since there is only Exeros HaKosov of Akum Bi Akum, Amamei Aftiro Bisichri, and exerts a kosuf of Akum Yisrael Yishmen Shevi, and Yisrael Akum, so Vachalto Shlal Evecho. I mean, the Gemara doesn't mention it in Gittin, but that goes without saying. There is a din of kibush because of exerts a kosuf Vachalto Shlal Evecho. But Teisa Shiti is Yisrael be Yisrael. There is no exerts a kosuf, and the Rambam Shiti is no. The exerts a kosuf of Yishmen Shevi, that even Akum has a kiach kibush over Yisrael. So Mimele, Yisrael also has a kiach kibush over Yisrael. So the Medine has a kiach kibush. That's the Loshna Rambam. Nilchazele.
So what
Christ
says can apply today, even though they can't throw you out of the land, they
can
throw you out of the
land today too? Of course they can. And how they can. They can put you in prison, they can do everything. The question is, what does the law provide? But whatever the law provides, they can do. So when courts convict Colonel North, so he's convicted and they'll be in prison. So the media will not be able to do anything about it. This is the Kiach Kibush. Just one second, please. Perikei. Excuse me. The Rambam in Perikei Melchizedek Avei Aloch Yedaleh. במד דבר אמורים שהבוכס קליסטים בזמן שהמוכס אקום ומוכס עמד מילוב או מוכס עמד מאחס המלך ואין לו קיצבו אלא לקח מה שירצה ומניח מה שירצה, אבל מחל שפוסקי המלך לא מה שירצה, שלישי רבי, הוא ידובר קוצוב, והמיד מוחס ישראל ליגביס חילק זה למלך, ונדע שאודם זה נאמון, ונימי סיפקו על מה שגוזר המלך, איני בחזקס גזלן, לפי שדין המלך דינו, ולא יעיד אלו שהוא העבר המבריח ממחל זה, מפני שהוא גזל מונס המלך, בין שהוא המלך חכום, בין שהמלך ישראל. אין דמחבר, יחיש מספש סימן שין סמכתס, פסקנס לי דרמבם, not like this, so we פסקנס לי דרמבם, that דינה מלכוסה דינה applies to מלכוס ישראל also. So, לפי דייתי, the הלוך of דינה מלכוסה דינה applies to מדינת ישראל, as long as it's not against the Torah, חס ושלום, but as long as it's not as any law, let's say in דינה ממרס, so as far as dine momenes are concerned, so dine malchuse dine applies to Mnes Yisrael also. Notwithstanding the statements made by Mnitor Kar to the contrary, because the Shechonoch Paskens, the dine malchuse dine applies to Malchus Yisrael also. And it doesn't have to be Melech. It's not a loch of Melech. By Akum, there is no Aloch of Melech. So Akum, the difference, Melech, president, prime minister, but according to the system, the political system that exists. So any law in Dine Momenes that is not contrary to Dine Atoa, so the Aloch of Dine Malchuse Dine applies. Of course, the Pliskarov was very outraged by the law in Israel that a bas is yereshes the same way as a ben. So why was the Pliskarov? Pliskarov was not a kanoi like the Netorekarote, who are kanoim just because of the emotions. It was everything was based upon aloche, because the Rambam says that if somebody stipulates, makes it nai in Yerusha, so the tnai is not kayam. Why? Because Yerusha is a chok. So in other words, it's not to be treated like Dovah Shabimome. So Yerusha is an exception. And then there is a Chuvah Sarajbo. We don't apply Dine de Malchuse Dine Ligabi Yerusha. Chuvah Sarajbo. That Ligabi Yerusha, we don't apply Dine de Malchuse Dine. Sometimes you hear from a people, religious people, so a daughter who is a Rebetzin will bring suit in court against the son
to
get the same share, and that's against the din. All right, because you can't apply din and malchus din to Yerusha. So Yerusha is an exception, because as Ravel, I think it's in the Sefer, he mentioned that. So because the Rambam says that Tnai is not effective Gabi Yerusha, because it's chik, the Torah refers to Yerusha Zechak. But otherwise, not Yerusha, whenever it's not in Dine Momenes, so Dine Malchuse Dine. Yeah. All right, that's a side point.
Does anybody argue on it?
Please, I don't know. Anyway, so the Rambam Paskins in the Shulchan Aruch and Simen Shin Samach Tes, Paskins like the Rambam. I think Rashi has another pshat in Dine Malchuse Dine. Because Rashi's lashon is the Dine Malchuse Dine the afal pisha neisim vam kabel Yisraelim. What kind of a pshat? Why does he mention the afal pisha neisim vam kabel Yisraelim? In other words, needless to mention, in the case where one of the parts of the litigants is a goy, so then of course Dine Malchuse Dine. But even in the case where both litigants are Jews, so we could say, what kind of business does the Malchus have ligabe to Israeli? The Malchus has authority to mix in any relationship, in any litigation between the goy and the goy, between the goy and the Jew, but between one Jew and the other. So, laval dvon the diat, we should tell. I mean, the Malchus, so kamash, all right. Makes sense, you know, just of human logic, but pilomdes, what's the sense? In other words, Rashi says, "Dine malchuse dine ve'afal pisha neisim v'am kabel Yisraelim." Needless to mention, in the case where one of the parties is in Ochis, of course in the Malchusidim. Then he should have a poshut. But even if both litigants, the Nesim, the Mekabel, are both Jews, we still say in the Malchusidim. What's the pshat? So we have to take notice of another Rambam. In Hilchas Melachim. The Rambam in Pereshud Melachas Melachim Halacha Yudvei says Shnei Akum Shebo Lefanecha Lodin Bidini Yisrael Virotsu Shneim Lodin Din Teiro Donim Hoechot Reitze Veechot Eine Reitze In Keifin Isi Lodin Ela Bidineim Hoyo Yisrael Veakum Im Yedetz Gimorim Vokame Im Yeschus Le Yisrael Bidineim Donilam Bidineim Veimrim Leikar Dineichem Vim Yeschus Le Yisrael Bidineinu Donnelei din teiro, veimrelei kardineinu, veirali sheneisim keinle gerteishof, elo leilom donnelom bidineim, vechein yirali sheneagin gerteishof, vidaracharet subnus chasodim ke Yisrael. So the Rambam says, this halach, that there is a heter, that when an Akum in Yisrael have a litigation before Bizdine shel Yisrael, so if the Jew has his chus, has his chus in Dini Yisrael, then with the best in Paskins according to Dini Yisrael. And if the Jew has his chus in Dini Umeis, so he Paskins in Dini Umeis, that applies only to a case where the litigation is between a goy, a pagan, who is Evan Zayim Mizvineach, and the Jew. But not if the litigation is between a Jew and the Gatesha. Because towards the Gateshof we have to act with chesed, with understanding and everything. So the question is, so why does the Rambam say, Leilam donnelei b'dineyem? He should say, Leilam donnelei k'dineinu. Why k'dineyem? Nah, why k'dineyem? Just 1 second. Now, the Chuvah Ramo, I think it's Chuvah Yud, if I'm not mistaken. If it's not Yud, so it's Yud Aleph, so it's this. So he has a suffix. Neneacham Chuvah Al Dinim. What does Dinim mean? So there are two alternate explanations. One alternate explanation is the Dinim means Mamish the Dinim Yisrael. Mishpoti. Let's say, Shem v'regel apota b'shus rabim and Karen is chayav b'shus rabim. Karen is chayav b'shus rabim and Eish so is tomun b'Eish is poter. I mean abov is nizikin shlusha osarov is nizikin. All the aloches. So according to that, so goyim have to be big lomdim. I mean we say also is osa to mlam mitera. To goy in klinikait, they have to know Shalom misses the lay. You have to teach them, so they have to get the yodin. Not chas v'sholom yodin, but they have to be so knowledgeable that as far as knowledge is concerned, they should be row to get the yodin today. Even those have smicha, but not for yodin mishpat. They are not expected to know. I mean, that's one alternative, you see. And the other alternative is, no, they are mechuyev to heavy civil code. What kind of a code? That depends upon them. Accordingly, they have to, every community has to come to promulgate a code. Of course, it has to be based upon Yeshua. It shouldn't be Nuremberg laws, you know, but...
Nuremberg laws?
Nuremberg laws. The Nazi Germany laws, civil code. So, but it has to be promulgated within their discretion. So the Ramo says something very strange, and all the poskim achelik, all the poskim machlik. I see. One second. He says that that's taller in machlekes amoloi. It's a very strange Rama. The Gemara says that al zayin mitzvahs nitztavu bnei neach. One, dafnim sanhedron, dafnim vov. How do you know that the Neachar Nitztave and Zayin Mitzves Dafn Vova Mideus Omer Rabbi Yechan in the Makrova Itzava Dishem Alekim Alodom Leimeir Mikol Itzaga Nochel Techa Vaitzave Lo Adini Vichein Leimeir Ki Yidatif Lema She Itzave Zbono Vizbeis Adishem Zubirkes Hashem Vichein Leimeir Vineikif Shim Adishem Meis Yumos Elikim Zaviris Vichovit Vichinayim Eloyi Elecho Elim Achirem Al Odom Zush Vichosdomim Vichinayim Ershifer Dam Odom Leim Ezegil Arayis Vichinayim Eloyim Erhin Yishalach Yishesishti Vauch Zuchol Chomite Voiso Yishachar Mikol Yitzagan Viloi Gezel Ochel Techel Machai Ki Ose Detz Rebeichem Ki Ose Rav Yitzcho Ktoni Yifre Vaitzav Zaviris Vichovim Elikim Zudini. So there is a Machleikis Semachleikis between Rabbi Yechanan and Rabbi Yitzchok. Rabbi Yechanan says the dinim is deduced from Vaitzav, and Rabbi Yitzchok says it's deduced from Elikim. So the Ramah says something strange. He says that's the machleikis, that's stolen machleikis between Rabbi Yechanan and Rabbi Yitzchok. According to Rabbi Yechanan, the dinim is deduced, is learned out from the word Vaitzav. So it doesn't have to be the mishpotim of Ila mishpotim shetosu lefneihem with all the nuances and all the details of the dini momenes of the Torah, the tomen is potabeish and amin and shem v'regul is potabeish is rabbi. It's learned out from vaitzav v'chinim asher itzav es bono v'beisi achov. So in other words, every b'neiach community has to decide the nature of the civil code, under what circumstances one is liable and what circumstances one is. It doesn't have to conform to the dinato. But according to Rabbi Yitzchok, as long as it's fair. But according to Rabbi Yitzchok, he says, Elikim Zudinim. So it has to be, it has to conform to dinato that was given the Bisinai. Elikim. It's very strange. So then the question arises, how do you pass them? Do you pass them like Rabbi Yechanan or do you pass them like Rabbi Chaim Alojan has a peyosh. First of all, the Marsho in Chagige, because Ramatir Lakom made a Bese in Chagige. So he says that the dinim of Neneach, according to everybody, so doesn't mean the Mishpotim of the Torah, but it means every Gentile community has to promulgate a civil code. What should it be? It has to be based upon seichel. Seichel, I mean, this one seichel is not exactly the same as the other one seichel. So in Echaname, as long as it's not, you know, as it's not Nuremberg code, so that's the name. And the Chaznish says, and the Amikaim Mitzvah, whenever, Chaznish also says, whenever a nation, a Gentile nation, composes a civil code, they have a Kima Mitzvah. In other words, not like the Ramo, the Mashal. Rav Chaim Volozhiner in his Perush of Ruach Chaim, the Perush of Rav Chaim Volozhiner on Pirkei Avos. It's a very fine Perush. Now is the minhag to say Pirkei Avos, you know, every Shabbos. So it was not written by Rav Chaim Volozhiner, it was written by Rav Yitzchok Volozhiner, his son. But everything, in other words, he wrote down the Perushim, because Rav Chaim Volozhiner was accustomed to learn with the Talmidim in Pirkei Avos. So it's important to know Pshat. So in Ruach Chaim, so Rav Chaim Volozhiner says it's a posik mifuresh that the dinim of Neneach is not the dinim of the Torah. Magid Vov Yaakov, Mishpotim Bal Yido. Either Amichui, according to Rabbi Yitzchok, the Ramos says, according to Rabbi Yitzchok, we learn it out from Malikim. So Amichuyev, in the Mishpotim of the Torah, all the nuances, all the details. So why Mishpotim Bal Yido? It's a very strong guy. Then I have a raya from Ramban Chumash. Also, that like Rav Chaim Volozhiner, like the Marsho, not like Dramo. According to Ramo, it's a Tolu Machlekes, Rabbi Yechanan and Rabbi Yitzchak. Now, Ramban Chumash in Parsha Bishalach. Some like Heiko Mishpat. Some like Vayitzak al Hashem, Vayereuf al Hashem Eitz, Vayashlech al Amayim, Vayimtiku Amoyim. Some like Heiko Mishpat, Vishom Niso. Al derech hapshat, the Ramban says, "Kasher chilu lovei b'midbar agodu v'aneiro v'tzimoyin, asher imayim shom lehem, m'chiosom v'tzocheyem, m'chiosom v'tzocheyem, m'nogim asher yisnagu bohem, ad boyo m'laras nishaves, ke amino gikho cheik, ki inyen hatrifeini lechem chuki, chuki shomayim v'oretz, v'yikho mushpot, v'yesi mishura kehegen, v'cheim Koyas David, Chemishpoti Kalayomim, Kimishpatogisein, Asher Hoyis or Mashkeo, the army now Mishpoti Yeshiv, Almidose, Oishiaschim, Behuka Midbo Lizbilorov at Soma Likabo Hashem, Loider Cluno, Umishpotim Sheikh Yubohem, Leve Shis Israelis, Naik Batas Askenim, Vatsin Leches Baleim. Beinyan Hanoshim Vailodim Bishinago Sholim Imaboim Bimachne Limkelem Dabo Visichochis Musa Shaloyu Kimachnas Hashelim Ashayasu Kotevo Vliz Bishosho Uchinye Shetivo Teiro Kishetze Machne Alivechon Spartlova Vichain Beyeshua Nema Vayichis Yeshua Prislam Vayim Auva Yosum Chik Mishpo Bishrem Einom Chukia Teiro Vamishpot. So even in respect to the dinim of Nitzavu Moro, which is more, because after all, Neneach, that's not Torah. The Tzivuim of Neneach is not Tzivu Yateo. It's Tzivu Hashem, but not Tzivu Yateo. Tzivu Yateo are only Shaykh to Israel. But the Tzivuim in Moro, that's Tzivu Yateo, but why? Tzivu Yateo is only limited to Sinai. What difference does it make? Mitzvah Rishenu Shnistavu B'Yisrael, Rashi in the first Rashi and Rashi says, that's a Chiddush Hazeh Lochem, and that they were not Nistavu B'Sinai. It was even before Moro. It was B'Mitzray. So that's Torah. Mitzvah Rishenu Shnistavu B'Yisrael. So we say Tayag Mitzvah Nemo L'Mesh B'Sinai, because even the other Tzivuim that were revealed to Moshe Rabbeinu before Sinai, but in Sinai they were revealed again. So Mimele, all the Tzivuya Torah, he said, Nitztavu b'Sinai. But Tzivuya Torah is not limited to the Tzivuim of Sinai. This is how I explain the Agode, which be Yochem Rishchedesh Talmud Lema Bayimahu. So I would have a Salkad Aitoch, that the mitzvah v'galto levincho v'ayim ahu begins on Rishchedesh Nisan. Mechat is Rishchedesh Nisan. Why not Rishchedesh Adar? Why not Rishchedesh Shvat? What's the yiches with Rishchedesh Nisan? Sakoso. Alim v'ayim ahu. I v'ayim ahu, Yochem v'dyein, talmulim v'avazer. But Yochem, why should I have Salkad Aitoch Yochem v'Rishchedesh? Why? The answer is, the mitzvah v'shino shenistavu b'Yisroel. Nistavu b'Yisroel was Hachidish HaZelachem, and when was the mitzvah of Hachidish HaZelachem revealed? On Rishchedesh Nisan. The Rambam mentions it in Kiddush Hachidish that the Rebbe Nishon was Mare Elivone Bidmus Alvono to Meish Rabbeinu and told him Kozer Evi Kadesh. The Rambam in Perkal Hachidish So that was the Livona v'chshirish nist. So the mitzvah l'shina sh'nistabu b'Yisrael was before Yitzias Mitzrayim. So mele ki tavdun esolikim be esolikim alor azeh. That means Matan Torah. So when did Matan Torah begin? Not at Sinai. At Sinai, so the whole Torah in its totality was given. But when did Matan Torah begin? In Mitzrayim, with Achidus, with the revelation of Achidus Azarachem. And since the importance of Yitzias Mitzrayim is Tavn Zolkim Arorahu, Maskel Bidnusum Sayim Mishvach, so one is the Shibud HaNefesh and the Gulas HaNefesh. What does Gulas HaNefesh mean, Matan Torah? So when did Matan Torah begin? Not in Sinai, but in Mitzrayim, or Parish Chedesh. So I could have a Sokot Aitoch, that the mitzvah of Galut Lebincho begins on the Chedesh, because that's the most important thing. Talmud Leima Bayimahu. So Mimele, all the Tzivuim that one is Tavet for Meshe Rabbeinu, that Tzivuy Ator, Zayim Yisri B'neach is not Tzivuy Ator. A goy, a b'neach has no shaykhes to Tor. Teiro tzivu lanu Moshe m'roshe k'les Yaakov. So tzivuy ator, that's for Moshe Rabbeinu. That's why the Rambam says in Pirush HaMishnah in Gidanosh in Chum, that we are mechuyif to mal the children, not because of the tzivu of to Avraham Avinu, because nit no teiro v'schat shaloch. There are no tzivuim incumbent upon us, machmas tzivuim prior to nisines ator. But the tzivuim of Moro, that's part of the Torah. Kashat in Aseres Hadibros, the Rebbein Yishom says Kashat Sifro. Where the Moro? So Memele Zayin Mitzvah Meneach Al Tzivui Ator. So it's a Kal V'Chomer of logic. If the Ramban says in regard to the extra din of Knosis that the Jews won't establish the Moro, that it's not the Knosis of the din Ator, but they themselves have to adopt certain nimusim and so on. So alachas kamo vechamo, the dinim of Neneach is not the din ator with all the nuances and all the details. Tomo should be potabeish and everything. They have to compose their own civil code. So mishpotim bal yidom. So it seems from the Ramban, like the Marshon, like Reb Chaim Volozhiner, that according to all the mandamas, not as the Ramos says, only according to Rabbi Yechanan, but not according to Rabbi Yitzchak. I think Rashi Shite is also the same. The dinim means that every community of Neneach has to adapt the civil code, What kind of a civil code? It depends upon them. It has to be based upon their seichel. Sometimes the seichel doesn't work so logically, okay. But it is still Dimneach. There are more paskins that Chamsenuse de Malchuse is Lavdine. But suppose, in other words, Chamsenuse de Malchuse would mean if the Malach would pass a law that the Jew has to give way, his whole income as a tax. That's Chamsenuse de Malchuse. But suppose it is based. It is equal. What?
It's like a Mechashem
Kitzvah. Yes, Mechashem Kitzvah. That's Chatzanusi. But suppose it's fair, but it's more than the goyim have to pay. So it's discriminatory.
Right.
So the Ramos says, he mentioned the name of Rishon, Simin Shin Samachtes, also the Namachos name. It's not fair. Why should the goy pay a lesser tax than a Jew? So here in this country, fortunately, it would be declared unconstitutional. But so we have a constitution. But suppose it's in a country where there is no constitution. So even though the goy has to pay a lower tax than the Jews, so it's still dinim al chosidim. In other words, it's still based upon seichel, but the seichel doesn't work so nicely. But it's still based upon seichel. So we say,
What's the seichel?
I don't know. You have to ask them what's their seichel. It's not my seichel, it's their seichel. It works. It makes sense. All right, so it makes sense to them. So, and as long as it's not chamsenuse mamesh, you know, so then we apply the halacha of dinim achuzedine. So Rashi Shiti is, why is the halacha of dinim achuzedine? Because goyim are mechuyev to adapt the civil code. So certainly it's effective legabri goyim, because the Rebbeinu Shalom requires them to adapt the civil code. So how could we say it's not valid? So it goes without saying that vis-a-vis two litigants who are both going, so of course dinim malchusedine, because that's the essence of dinim. And it goes without saying, even if the two litigants are not both going, but one is a Jew and one is a goy, so also we don't have to resort to the chiddush by Shmuel dinim malchusedine, because since one of the litigants is a goy, so mele da aloche, the Rambam says that vis-a-vis your teishof, so you always have to dam bidineim. Why bidineim? The answer is because they are mechuyev, and even as the Chasam Sefer points out, on a practical level, there is no nafkemine, so it's not nichlal. In dinim, it's nichlal and gezel. So, goyim am mechuyev to adapt the civil code. So, mele is, so that civil code are effective ligabi goyim. So, it's effective also ligabi goyim, ligabi litigation between Yisrael and the goy. Because you can't expect the goy, no. Since one that they should adopt a separate code, there's a pshat in the Torah that they should adopt, promulgate a separate code vis-a-vis any litigation between a goy and a Jew. So Rashi says, there's the pshat. Aval adin istavneach. It doesn't mean some mele. They are not postulators because they are inhibitors get revolution. Should there be a din of inhibitory distribution? That's only by Gitno Gedishin. So he says, some mele, even though they are postulators, but some mele mitzad the hilchasator, so it's not a kosher shtar. But the matone is effective anyway because of dinin malchusedine. Why do we say din malchusedine? Because they are nistav al dinim, so they are mechuyev to adapt the code, and they adapted in that code. The malchus said that whenever a shtar is executed by courts, transferring a sode from Reuven to Shimon, even so, since they are mechuyev to adapt that code ligabi goyim, so if they apply the same code to Jews, so it's also effective. So that's the reason as to why we say dinim achuzedine. So that's Rashi. All right, we'll leave it here. Now,
not for the dinim istavneiach, there wouldn't be the concept of dinim achuzedine.
There wouldn't be a dinim.
That's proof that it must be effective, because otherwise that, they wouldn't be in the stav to do something which won't.
That's right. The Rebbeinu Shalom mitzvah them to adapt the code, and it's not effective. So what's the purpose?
It'll be effective for them.
Yeah, so that's what Rashi says.
It's also
Midrash.
I mean,
it
says
Midrash.
Yeah.
That's
right,
yeah. The Chaznish says that whenever a Gentile community adopts a civil code, they get schar for it.
So why does it help for Israel? Why does Rashi say that it helps even for Israel?
That's the Chiddush by Shmuel. Vis-a-vis going and leaving. So we don't have to resort to the member of Shmuel, to the Rapport. Even vis-a-vis litigation between a goy and a Jew. But the Chiddush by Shmuel is that even vis-a-vis litigation between two Jews, since they are mechuyev to promulgate these laws in respect to themselves, if they do promulgate it in respect to two Jews, it's also equally effective.
Sort of a patriotic gesture.
or
patriotic to keep
Ligabi Akum, there is a special heta. A special heta. Like Gezlakum, according to a mandoma. So there is a special heta. As a matter of fact, this aloche, Yisroel Vakon Shibol from Echolodin, so the Sifri, at the beginning of Dvorim, learns out from a posik that. Ushvatin tzedek b'nishu b'nochif uvengere, avol u'lenat mechuyev to b'shefi tzedek b'nishu b'nako. It's really a nivus adin, because to say im yesh l'choshul b'ni Yisrael, it's a heter, but miikash it should be the name, because they are mechuyev to promulgate this civil code. All right, the Rashi says. So the question arose, what does Rashi say al dinei stav mineya? First of all, the gzeras hakosuf of yeshne b'teres gitne gdushne gzeras hakosuf by gitne gdushne, it's not the gzeras hakosuf in kol ha-tere kule that he has to be shayach. And then assuming that it's a general Zerzakos, it applies to the Momenes also. So that will dispose of the problem, how can a goy be kosher aleide, but is enebi tiras din Momenes. So he says he is tiras din Momenes. But there is another problem, a goy is pos aleide, because ochicho, even eved is pos aleide, who is mechuye b'mitzves, ki isha. Of course he's possible. So he said, Rashi doesn't mean Avadim Nistav Neneach some mele, he is Bechlal Git Mekdushin Bechlal Dene Momnes. He means, as Rashi said before, that the reason is why it's Kshayrin, because the Malchus Adine, like the first Loshin in the Gemore, the first lashon in the Gemara, Daf Yudam Beis. So Rashi explains why is there a loch of dinim al chusadine, because nenei achon stav al adinim. And Rashi shite is the dinim does not mean the mishpatim of the Torah. The Ramo says that stolen machlekes between Rabbi Yech and Rabbi Yitzchok, whether we learn out dinim from Malikim or we learn out dinim from Vaitzav. According to Rabbi Yech, learn out from Vaitzav, so then it doesn't mean the mishpatim of the Torah. Their own dinim, they have to adopt the civil code, and the civil code has to be based upon seichel, upon their own innate logic. Sometimes the logic is, it does not, that's right, but anyway, it's effective anyway, it's valid, but not like the Ramo that he says, that according to Rabbi Yitzchok, that to learn out from Alekim, so then, it means that Meneach HaMitzuveh and the Dinim of the Torah, all the dim, all the nuances of mishpatim. In other words, Shem v'regel ispatim b'shus harabim and eishis tomon beishis poter. I mean, all the aloches and grome bin zoken is poter. So, no, because it means, as Rav Chaim Volozhiner said, magid vov Yaakov mishpatim bal yudoyim. Bal Yudom, and the Marshon Gige says, and we saw that from the Ramban in Chumash, it's also mashma that Meneach Yanat Nitztave and the Dinim of the Torah. Even though the Ramban doesn't discuss the Dinim of Meneach, he discusses the Dinim Bimoro, so it's a Kalvachimer of logic. If the Dinim of Mor, of Knosis, does not have reference to the Dinim Knosis of the Torah, but it means that they only stav bimoro to promulgate the code of knosis, of fines. In other words, it shouldn't be like hefker. In other words, that everybody can do whatever he wants. So Allah has come over chamo, the dinim of neach doesn't mean the dinim of the Torah. So that's Rashi. So Rashi says, in other words, Rashi means the same thing that he says in the second line. Ksherim dinim al chusadine. But Rashi wants to explain why is dinim al chusadine. So according to Tosfos and the Rambam, it's based upon the concept of kibush we saw. But according to Rashi, why do we say dinim al chusadine? Why do we say dinim al chusadine? Because so the Amechuyev to promulgate a civil code. Now, what does it mean? The Amechuyev to promulgate a civil code, and then it's not valid. So, it's not shayach. So that means that it is valid. So it is valid in respect to any litigation between a goy and one benayach and other benayach. And mimela also in respect to any litigation between the benayach and the Jew. Because we saw from the Rambam that mikra didine, whenever there is a litigation between a Jew and a non-Jew, so mikra didine, what dinamomenes apply? They are dinamomnes, not the dinamomnes, but mishpotim bal yidom. You see, goyim have no shayches to mishpotim of the Torah. That was given to the Jews. So mimele, whenever there is a litigation between a Jew and a non-Jew, unless, as the Gemara in Pcheira says, kibul olof lodim bidin Yisrael. Why does the Gemara say kibul olof lodim bidin Yisrael? Gemara in Pcheira says kibul olof don bidin Yisrael. Why? Because only when there is a special Kabbalah Lod of Bnei Yisrael. Otherwise, what dinamomenes has to be applied to them? Their own dinamomenes. But there is a special heter. And the Sefri learns out from the Posik that Ushvatim Tzedek Beinishu Beinochi Fu Beingerei. So, but there is a heter that when there is a litigation between a Jew and not a goy, but an Evit Kehovin, that means a pagan, there is a heter that if the Jew has a schus in Dine Yisrael, so he can be done in Dine Yisrael, but that's only a heter. And the Rambam says it doesn't apply to Gerteshov. It doesn't apply to Gerteshov because Ushvatim Tzedek Benishu Benochif Ben Gerei. So Gerei means a Gerteshov also. All right, the Gemara in Sanhedrin learns out Gerei a Shochem, but in Mitroyetzin Bipshutei, and Gerei means also the Gerteshov. So there is no idea. But the basic applicable dinim are their own dinim omnes. Are their own dinim omnes. So mimele sins. So that's what Rashi says. Avladin is tav neach. So mele is dinim al chusadine. And as Rashi said before, the dinim al chusadine ve'afal pisha neisin v'amkabel Yisrael mein. Now we mentioned on Friday the machlekes between Tosfos and the Rambam. The Ran Nidori mentions in the name of Tosfos, the Dine Malchus Dine applies only to Melech Yisrael, not to Melech Hakom, not to Melech Yisrael. So the Tosfos says, because the Ore Chalei and Mimele can azogun, if you don't comply with my laws, so I'll expel you from my land. What's the pshat? And how about the Republic? So the whole aloche of Dine Malchus Dine doesn't apply to a Republic. Is today it's something that doesn't that is a moot inyan. I mean, it's not mistabade, but he means that the aloche of Dine Malchus Dine is based upon kibush, because there is aloche of kibush. There is aloche of kibush. Of Yisroel over an akum, that's the posik v'achalto shlali vecho. So it's aloha of kibush. Then there is aloha of kibush of an akum over an akum. That's the gzeras hakosov of am mei of tira abisichin. And then there is aloha of kibush. There is aloha of kibush of akum over Yisroel, as the Gemara Daf Lamed Ches says in Gittin, vayish menu shevi. So teis v'shita is we have gzeras hakosov of achalto shlali vecho of kibush of Yisroel, din kibush that Yisroel has over an akum. And we have a din of kibush of an akum over an akum. And we have a din of kibush of an akum over Israel. But of Israel, we have no gzeras hakosav. So that's what Tosfos means. What is a shalei? It means because of kibush. Because of kibush. But Yisrael, so the old shutrim, I mean, there is no din of kibush of Yisrael over Yisrael. The old shutrim, there is no din of kibush of Yisrael over Yisrael. And the Rambam Shite is the contrary. Since we have exercised Kosov of Ikeach kibush of Akmo over Yisrael, Vayishmi Meneshevi, Salachaskamo Vechamo, that Yisrael over Yisrael, if an Akum has a Keach Kibush over Yisrael, why shouldn't Yisrael have a Keach Kibush over Yisrael? And the Shulchan Aruch paskens like the Rambam, Bein Melach Yisrael, Bein Melach Akum. But his Veshita is not like that. Now, according to Rashi, so, according to Teisves and the Rambam, the Keach, the Din of Din Malchus Dine is based upon the Keach Kibush. But Machlekes is whether according to Teisa, there is no Keach Kibush of Yisrael over Yisrael, and according to the Rambam, there is a Din Kibush of Yisrael over Yisrael. But according to Rashi, the Din of Din Malchus Dine is based upon the fact that Meneach Nistavala Dinim, some Mele the Amechuyev to promulgate a civil code. And of course, it is effective. Otherwise, so what does it mean? The Amechuyev to promulgate the civil code. So that's it. The Rapportion goes without saying that Dine Malchus Dine is valid in respect to any litigation between one Beneach and another Beneach. And it goes without saying, without recourse to Shmuel's Chiddush, that it's effective legabe litigation between a Jew and the Beneach. Because that's the basic halacha. Whenever there is a litigation between Yisrael and the Beneach, so which dinim omnes apply to that litigation? The dinim omnes of the Beneach. That's why the Gemara in Bechira says, Hocha maaskinon shekibel ol of lodim bin Yisrael. So min astam, if loy kibel ol of lodim bin Yisrael, which is applicable? The dinim bnei neach, because they understand the dinim. So the chiddush by Shmuel is, in view of the fact that Amechuyev to compose the civil code, even though they are Amechuyev only to promulgate the civil code in respect to bnei neach, not respect to Yisrael. But if they do apply the same civil code that they apply to bnei neach, they apply to Yisrael, so it's also effective. That's why Rashi says, But one thing is clear, that according to Rashi, the din of the halach of din malchus din is not based upon kibush, but upon its tavladin. Now, the mukiesef in Idorim and the Riv also has the same sheet. Now in Gemara in Sanhedrin, there is a machlekes.
According to the Rambam, Israel can throw someone out if that's the case.
What?
If there's a din of kibush from Israel and Israel, that means the Melech Israel has the right to throw someone out.
In other words, not just to throw out just like that, and the Melech Hakom is allowed al pidin to act arbitrarily like a tyrant and say, you don't give me a gift, I expel you from my country, Chas v'Sholom will be gazlan, ritzeach and everything. But it means ligarish esam noretz. In other words, he can promulgate dinam omenes and enforce it. It's one thing to promulgate, but you know, he has a keach to enforce it. So that's what it means, din kibush. Not ligarish, just like that ligarish. You do whatever I want, otherwise I expel you. I mean, that's it.
Who's doing the kibush?
The malchus, the state. So in a monarchy, and in a autocratic monarchy as it was in the ancient times, so then the Melech had all the power. But today, where there is a republic or even a monarchy, where the Melech, let's say the Melech, the king or the queen, is primarily a figurehead, so it is the state. Who is the state? According to the constitution, the laws of that country. And the old Rishonim say Dine Malchus Dine is only Shayach if it accords with the constitution of that country. Old Rishonim say that. And the Rambam also mentions that. It doesn't mean that he can act arbitrarily. Of course, if it's an autocratic state, so that's the constitution that the Melech. The Melech has autocratic powers. But if there is a Bill of Rights, there is a constitution, and there is a Bill of Rights even in England, where there is a Bill of Rights and the Melech, the king or the queen, does not have, according to the laws of the country, autocratic rights, so then it didn't mean Malchus. It doesn't mean Melech. If it's a monarchy, so that's the Malchus. If it's a republic, so that's the Malchus. So it is the parliament, it is the senate, it is the congress, it is the legislature, the Malchus. What is the Malchus? That's each state.
What was the problem in the first place that that should be only in a monarchy and not in the government?
Because the Lashon of Thesis is Mipnei Shamelech Oret Shalei.
That's actually his house.
Because that's the way it was.
That's right.
That's the way it was. So that was the constitution of those states. And we are not in a position to determine right or wrong. I mean, today modern people think the autocracy is not a good political system. Okay. It's not a good political system. But the Ramo paskens that there is a law of dine malchus dine, as long as it's not arbitrary, even though it involves discrimination, when a Jew is mechuyev to pay a higher tax than an non-Jew, that's not right. It's not ethical. It's discriminatory. Here it would be considered unconstitutional. But in the old days, where there was no constitution, a due process, I mean, and a Bill of Rights, so it was considered fair. As for Sholem, if it is like the Nuremberg laws, without any justice whatsoever, then it's Chamsenuse de Malchus. But we cannot say Chamsenuse de Malchus just because it doesn't accord with our sense of justice. No country does things that accord with our sense of justice. They all are motivated by a certain degree of riches. But that's the way it is. That's the way it is. So now, in Sanhedrin, Davchov, their Davchov on the base. There is a machlekes between Rav and Shmuel. There is a parsha in Shmuel, where Shmuel, when the Israelites demanded a king, so Shmuel Hanovi rebuked them. So he mentioned many, many things, what the Melech will do. What the Melech will do. So the question is, kol omo bi parshas, so Omar Rav Yude, Omar Shmuel, Kol Omo bi Parshas Melech, Melech Mutabe. Everything that is mentioned in the Parsha in Shmuel that the Melech will do, so is legal. The Melech can do it. Rav Omar, Loi Nemro Parsha Zu El Olayim Aleyem, Shenema Sintosim Lech, Melech Lachof Ambeis, Shetei Mose Lech, Okitanoi, Rav Yisei Mer Kol Omo bi Parshas Melech, Melech Mutabe. Rabbi Yudei Melunemro Parshazu Eloki Dilayim Aleim. How do we pasken? Do we pasken like Rabbi Yisi, or we pasken like Rabbi Yudei? So the Rambam paskens like Rabbi Yisi, and Memele like Shmuel. Kolomo with Parshas Melech Melech Mutabe. Then Mukiyese Finidorim and the Arba Benel in Chumash paskens like Rab, like. That, and like Rav Yehudi, that Lenemro Parshe Zu Elo Laayim Aleh. In Ares Melech is not put away. The Rambam paskens like Rav Yehudi, like Shmuel. If you want, you can say, after all, the machlekes between Rav Yehudi and Rav Yehudi is also machlekes between Rav and Shmuel. We have a call Hilchas Kishmuel Bidineh and Kirav Bisurah. So the question is it Hisurah or is it Dineh? It's not so passionate. You can say it's both, it's Dineh. In other words, whether the Melech has the keach to take away, you know, so there is what is called today in modern language, modern lingo, eminent domain, you know, and so it's dine. Some milad aloha should be like Shmuel, as the Rambam passes. Or it's a question whether he's allowed to do it. Well, he's not allowed to do it. Some milad it's Yisure. Anyway, it's a mach. The Rambam passes like Rav, that Kolomo Pashas Melach Melach Mutabei, and like Rav Yesi, the Kolomo Pashas Melach Melach Mutabei, and the Muki Yosef and the Abba Benel, so paskin like Rav that all the nema and like Rav Yude the Kolomo Pashas Melach is Melach Osabe, and Shmuel Anovi just said it laayim aleh. Now let's see the Muki Yosef. There's a very long Abba Benel and Saint Tosim Lech Melech. Very, the Ramnel is generally a big marich, but here it's very long. And he says there is a machlekes whether it's a mitzvah or Saint Tosimach or rishus. So he passes like a tanoim that it's rishus. And then he says even the Tane, Rabbi Yesi, who says it's a chevo, so it's only a chevo if Klal Yisrael demands it. But there is no mitzvah to demand it. But if Klal Yisrael demands it, then Rabbi Yisi says it's a mitzvah. It's a very long alavana. Now, Nidorim, the Gemara, Daf Chofches, Shmuel says, Dine Malchus Adine, Daf Chofches. So the Muki Yosef says, Umalche Yisrael, in Donin Din El Al Piateo, the Kaimelon. B'Niseches Sanhedrin, Kolomo b'Parshas Hamelach, b'Sefer Shmuel, Melach Osabei. V'Liomro Teiro Elo Liyirom Ulivalom, Shelo Yishalui Melach. Now we see Paskins like Rav Yude and like Shmuel. And he Paskins like Rav Yude. And like Rav, I'm sorry, and like Rav, that Kolomo Parshas Melech is Melech Osabe. And then he says, we don't say, why, in connection with Shmuel's Din of Din, Malchus Dine, he says, it only applies to Melech Hakum, not Melech Yisrael. But he doesn't mention the Lomdes of Teisves, because Melech Hakum is Orech Alei, and he can tell the Bnei Amdine, if you don't do what I tell you, so then Agarash Yisrael Meoret. He says, because the Melech Yisrael is Mechuyev to act al Pidine Ator. So that means Muki Yosef Shiti is that the whole basis for Din Malchus Adine is the Neach Nistavol Adim, but we cannot apply it to Melech Yisrael. What can I say? I'm Mechuyev to promulgate a civil code. We have a civil code. There's Teilam Mishpat Roshatosim Lifneim. We don't need any other civil code. But according to Shmuel, so there is a special aloche, not mitzad the general din of din malchus. It just happens that Shmuel says both, but there is no logical connection between the two. One is nothing to the other. According to Shmuel, so kolomo parshas melach mutabei. So not mitzad the general din of din malchus. That doesn't apply to melach Yisrael, but because of a special exercise of melach. Kolomo Parshas Melech, Melech Mutabei, and it applies only to a Melech, not to a Malchus, but not a Melech, to a Jewish Republic, I mean not a Melech. And according to Rav, Kolomel Parshas Melech is Melech Hosabei, so there is no special aloche of Parshas Melech. And as far as the general din of Din Malchus Din is concerned, Mekiyes says it applies only to Melech Hakom and not to Melech Yisrael. Why does it apply to Melech Hakom? Not because of Tesis Lomdes, because the whole basis of Din Malchus Din is the fact that Nistavala Dinim, like Rashi. Now let's go over the tesis. Afal pi shechismeyen. Before Pesach, we learned the tesis in the calendar of Cholok, but we didn't learn the tesis. Afal pi shechismeyen v'kachovim pshirin. Chutz migdimoshim. Veimari v'chismeyen v'kachovim yesh lifseil afal pi shekosve Yisrael d'lab nekrisisni k'damrinu likamon. So in other words, why is Chismine V'chovim possible? Several reasons. One is by yet. Why is it possible by yet? Several reasons, not one reason. One reason is because Lavne Krisisni. So one who is not a Ben Krises cannot be a Shliach Neget, he cannot try to get, he cannot be an Aiden get. It applies to everything. And then, if a Goy, I mean, if Goyim are the signatories, so then it's not Lishmo. Akumodaita Nafshikov. Akmal died in Afshikovit. Then Reb Chaim says, I mean, it's not our Indian, that Akmal died in Afshikovit is not a Mitzias. Mitzias, suppose we know that the Goy was Mechav Lishmo. It's a din that he cannot affect the Lishmo. Even if he thinks Lishmo, but he cannot affect the Lishmo. And then he mentions the Raya that Tzim Chazelik mentioned to him. And Rab Chaim likes the Tzray, because the Rambam says that Yisroel Mumeh Mechal Shabbos Bifarhesye or Ivid Avizore, so he's Geakum. And if he wrote he gets, so the get is bottom. If it had been a din, we understand, so he's Geakum Chol Dvarov. But if it's in based upon the Mitzias, that an Igoi doesn't think Lishmo, but if he thinks Lishmo, so then it is Lishmo. So how can we say just because it's Mechal Shabbos Farhesye, some mele, the same umdene that applies to a goy? You could say that an avarian doesn't think Lishmo. No. So Mechal Shabbos Bitzine or any other avarian. So can I be get? And he says so. If a get was written on Yontev, so then the get is kosher. Because even though he's a Rosh, he's Chayav Malkes, but he doesn't become a mumer. He's not Kakohol Dvorov. But if it was written b'mezid and Shabbos and Kippur, from this Rambam we see the justice. We say mumer lechal Shabbos b'faresye is a mumer. It's Kakohol Dvorov. So mumer lechal im Kippur b'faresye is also a mumer. Only lechal im Kippur, not if b'faresye, but not if he eats an im Kippur b'faresye. Then he's like. And he's somebody who eats and he's a chalev, so we see it's a din, it's not a mitzvah. That was Rav Tzim Chazal Tzray. So the mele, so one reason is why if the chis magoyim is possible, because Lavnei Krisis, you know, and there's a special Zeros HaKosuf, that only someone who is a Ben Krisis can be a shliach and can be an eid. V'eid, he cannot affect the Lishmo. I'm saying it, it's not our Indian, so I don't want to discuss this in detail, but just as a Maimara Musga, I want to mention that as Mistaber, as what Rab Chaim says is, Rabbi Kveig, it appears from Rabbi Kveiger that he doesn't agree with it, because Rabbi Kveiger says, if he goy wrote to get, and then he was Mizgaya, and then he says after the Geirus that he, at the time of he wrote the get, he had kavuna lishmo, so he should be kosher. Because here's the mones. Hey, if a goy says, while he's a goy, so we don't believe it. But he has the mones, now he's an alacharid, he's Israel kosher. And he says that the time he wrote the get, before the geos, he had kavuna lishmo, so the get should be kosher.
Yeah, but the mitzvah this is how about mitzvah the other problems of the...
No, he's wise. So not about the chesime. He wasn't the chesim. Also, in other words, so Rabbi Kviger assumes that the halacha of Ben Krisis, that's another shaila, applies only to shliches and to edis and not to chesime. All right, it's kashy, but it's not such a poshut. As a matter of fact, it's not such a poshut that the halacha of Ben Gittin Ugdushin applies to chesime. The Gemara mentions the Gabi Shlichas. That's all. So, yeah, I think the Arishanim will say it's only exists because of Shlichas, nothing else. So he says, "Ve'im eridach esmei gechodim yishlif se'af al pishe kos v'yisroel lav nechizis me." What is that? No, the Rabbi Kveger, I'll find it for you. I don't remember. Not on this day. The Kidamrin li kamon ve'i di binon li shmo ve'i di chodim adayt di nafshikov. It's a machlekes reshein. But teis veshite is that ksive saget, not only the ksive, but even the ksime requires shlichas. That sounds strange. All right, bishleime, the ksive saget. So you understand, because teis veshite is that when the Torah says because of, so it means the Baal has to write again. As a matter of fact, one Loshen in Rashi, we discussed it some time ago, it says, why is Ksav Yodi Kosher Baget? Because of his special Xeros HaKosuf, and it's one Loshen in the Rashbo Yivomis, that by other stories, Ksav Yodi is not even kosher. And there is one Loshen in Rashbo that by Shtar Kedushin, Ksav Yodi is not kosher, it must evade him. So why does the Mishnah say, Gimu Gitin, Psulim v'mnisis avlat kosher, one of the Gimu Gittin is kosher b'chsav yodavim o'veidim. So the Rashbo says in one Loshen that only by get, because the Torah says because. So that means that when the Torah says because of, it has reference to the Baal, not to the Sefer. Kosav means the Baal should write. Mimele, if the Sefer writes, he has to be a shliach. The Baal has to appoint him as a shliach, not just to be mitzave, but he has to tell him, I am mitzave you to write the get, and I appoint you as my shliach to write the get. And this v'shiti is that even the chesim have to be shluchim. I mean, one could say, what I have to say, edim shluchim, edim on the contrary, edim they are observers. No, but why does Rav Meir say, why, according to Rav Meir, so the chesime is to be lishmo, not the chesime? Because the chesime kalse, so when the Torah says because of, it means chesime, v'chosam. So we could say, so then it doesn't mean, according to Rav Meir, because of does not have reference to the Baal. So that's a little strange, they say. So even according to Rav Meir, that either chesime kalse, and because of its reference to the chesime, but it still has reference to the Baal too. But the halacha is that if he is mitzave the edim, then the edim become the shluchei Baal, and it requires shlichas. It's very a big chiddush this v'shite, but that's this v'shite. What is that? Yeah, I think so. I'm in a rishonim achim.
The
Arishenim will say that even the Ksive doesn't require Shlichas. But I think the Arishenim will say that the Ksive does require the Shlichas. Because the Ksive Lishmo is because Edim Misire Kalse. So Mele Vikosav does not have reference to the Edim. It has reference to the Baal. So that some Rishenim say, no, even if it misire kalse, so because of his reference to the ksive, but it doesn't mean because of the Baal should write, the Sefer should write, but the Baal has to be mitzave, the Sefer, but it means the Sefer, but teis v'shiti is no, because of means that the Baal has to write, but teis v'shiti is that even according to Remeya, that Yachsime Kalse, and because of his reference to Yachsime, it still means the Baal should be Chesed. But if the Baal is Mitzave the Eidim to sign, so then it's considered for the Aloch of Shulchan Aruch Kemeisei as if he signed it. But essentially it means the Baal should sign. Then he mentions at the end, he mentions the other psul, because the goy is post latest. Veidi psul latest. Vafil remeya le have a boy in the mifslevet latest. The Gemara in Bavakami. Mishim dechsiv sheker on the bochi. So the Torah mentions the gabeides, he has to be ochiv. What does ochiv mean? Ochiv means ochicho b'teol mitzvahs. A goy is not ochicho. But an eved is ochicho. But a fil remeya. Lave boil in mitzvah ladies, mishum dechsiv sheker on a bochiv. So we have a doch of mitzvahs. Everybody is masking. All the Tanoim agree that a neved is ochiv be mitzvahs. But the Tanoim, of course, we paskin the neved is post ladies because here, so it's not because of, it's not ochiv, because the neved is ochiv. So it's the alfuse famishe. For me, she is post-ladies. The Gemara will come. But mitzad ochiv and evet wouldn't be post-ladies. But the goy is postal mitzad the fact that he is not ochiv. I feel that may have the boy in mitzad with ladies. We should just see if she can't be ochiv. We have the ochiv with mitzvahs. Avo we chov him the lav ochivu. Pshita the post. We chiv him the vlav neides dinu. Hoi ro, I feel kol shtores oilis bachoish li chov him lisu natero. I feel reisa moim dim l'rayo. Elo takante de rabbonen hu eich adi kaimun bisadusi shemes dli maru nafshaye umikol mokim shtam atone koma li kamon de chas bebalmo hu afo gab di koma un di kushti koma mishum da rein kan shta hu mai di mitmino lo bid misire verbleza eich adi kos vi yisroel mifsla hu mitai mizuif mit eiche mitai mizuif mit eiche but see but like this but mit reisi is kosher because you have vidi misire yisroel. Anyway, Teis Veshite is that the goy is post-ladies, so Memel on the Reise level, even Shtore Raya, it's not a star. And we can, on the Reise level, we cannot say, all we are interested is to determine the facts. True, but we have to determine the facts on the basis of Eides, not on the basis of extraneous evidence. Right. The best Raya is Meshavar. If it could be sufficient to verify the facts on the basis of extraneous evidence, or could you conceive a better evidence, a stronger evidence than the testimony of Meshav Aharon, and still it cannot be mikabel, it cannot be mechayev mome on the basis of two craving, even Meshav Aharon, and what else?
How do we know that?
What? Gemara says that. I feel Meshav Aharon more and more robust. If Meshav Aharon cannot be mechayev mome. It's Igzeros HaMelech. It's Igzeros HaKosuf. So Mele, Achoyes Midraise, even Shtoraye, is not effective. How could it be better than Meshavar? But, now let's see.
Yeah. According to what Reb Chaim says, that on the Gemara of Yerem HaBes, the Gemara doesn't mean by Shtoraye, that the Shtar itself is a Raya. Shtar is Tosum.
Yeah.
Only like a... Like
so let's Meshav Aharon also be effective.
We'll soon discuss that.
You see, we'll soon there's a difference. All other chazokes, chazokin and paria b'sir zmanei. So the chazoke is only effective. We'll soon discuss it. Because of the mnemonis of Tanya Vodova, we discussed it already.
Yeah.
Because by the mnemonis, there are two kinds of mnemonis. Eides and Baldovo. Let's say, Rav Yehude says, Bore Bishemo, Monoli Biodoch, Valo Eimer, es boy alem khin idea so is khay mach leg ui pasken lad boy ui pasken like hab nachmen and rabegen and lad boy but rab jude says that boy so the question is how can why is boy why you have no ideas and they have no ideas baldin because the baldin says any idea he doesn't know that tarot is the monis of time and baldovo so but in the moments of time, you see, there is one difference between the credibility of two Eidim, Ikerim, and the credibility of a Baldova. As far as the credibility of two Eidim is concerned, so it's absolute. There is nothing, nothing else is necessary. Two Eidim Ikerim, I mean, not Rishoyim, or not Revim, or Yisraelim, and not Krevim, and not Sume Bishtei Neem, and not Noshim, so then they have mnemonis. They have mnemonis, we don't have to investigate anymore. Mashin Kein, credibility of Ibaldovo, so they are called, after all, there are two Balidvon. There are two Balidvon, there is a Tibea, and there is a Nitva. So we have a Dina, Mitzvah, Mechavei, Ovaraye, if there is a contradiction between the two Balidvorim, one says Chayev and one says Poter, so Amitz Mechavel Varaye. But in case where one Baldova says Bori and the other Baldova says Shemo, so Rav Yudah says that he has the monist. Because the one who says Bori, even to be Meizi. And we pass like Rav Nachman and Rav Yechanan, that Lav Bori Odif. That's only in the case of in Yedeim Mischayafti, but in Yedeim Paraticho, so then we pasken that Bori Odif, according to everybody. Why? Because there is a Cheskas Chiyuv. But it doesn't mean that we are meeting Momin on the basis of Cheskas Chiyuv alone. It means sins, and that the Shach says that in Yedeim Paraticho is only chayev if there is a time is bore by the Tevea, but suppose the Tevea himself doesn't remember whether it was paid or not paid.